Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Gab Wireless. Gab exists to give parents the best of both worlds, a phone with everything a kid needs and none of the stuff they don't. Go to GabWireless.com and use promo code Dustin or follow the link in the episode description to get $10 off an upcoming order. Gab Wireless, safe phones for kids. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me on the east wall of our studio slash our daughter's bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hi there.
There, she's always a little... not at her smoothest.
I know. My mind was elsewhere.
On the intro. Where was your mind right now? Where
is Well, I was just thinking that this beanbag is not comfortable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa.
It's deflated.
Do you feel, is there a reason that you think you're distracted, though? Is the distraction.
Like, why?
Yeah. Is the beanbag a metaphor? Melissa, do you feel deflated? Do you feel like you are leaking beads?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Welcome to our little podcast that could, everybody. As I mentioned, we are here in studio slash our daughter's bedroom, and we are here to talk to you about today's topic is we're talking about adult roommates. Ooh. Happy to talk about them. Me and Melissa, we've been married 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those years have we had... not the first couple of years.
Honestly, no, we did have one. Our
not at the Nickerson
our
house.
Third year of marriage, we did. Okay.
Yeah. At least
probably 10 plus.
I don't know
right?
if it's 10 plus, but it's at least half.
Two thirds.
Around half. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You say half.
I would
okay.
say no, we'll do the math a little later. And that is family and non-family. And we just thought we'd get in and we'd chat a little bit about. Adult roommates today. Before mm-hmm. we do that, a couple things real quick. I just want to give a special thank you to all of our patrons over at
yes.
patreon.com/don't make me come back there. Today is January 22nd. We have two big old things happening in February. One is a complete rework of the Patreon. If you are already a patron, everything that you are getting right now, you're just going to get more. That's all. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay more. But the Patreon is going to go beyond just the podcast and more to just Dustin Nickerson comedy in general. So it's going to, you know, include some of the other stuff that I do in addition to the podcast. So make sure to check that out soon at patreon.com/don't make me come back there. And also, we are going to spend February talking about arguments, everybody. We're going to, on our February episodes, we're going to have four of them. We're calling it February is for Fighting. And... it's gonna be a mix of me and Mel, but also we're gonna get some guests in here, and what my goal is to get a little bit of each demographic. So I want to hear from a non-married couple. I want to hear from a couple that has been married for a while. I want to hear from you know, an in-between, a couple that maybe is early on in the marriage, and maybe I've got an idea of a guest I'd like to get who is single. And I want to hear the perspective of maybe how some arguments maybe have ended some relationships, or what it's like reflecting after the fact, or making the decision maybe that arguments haven't worked because or because of the arguments we were having, we had to end it or whatever it may be. So here's what we want from you guys, the backseaters. Continue to send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com with your fighting stories. We want to hear some good stories. The good, the bad, the ugly. Any fighting advice you may have. And also, you know, any questions that you may have. Sure. You know, maybe you guys have a particular story that you're dealing with. And it will be, like, a lot of the time, we're going to give you some bad advice, but sprinkled in there, there may be some good advice as well. So, February is for Fighting. That's coming up real soon. So make sure you send all that in to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. But today, we are not here to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are here to talk about adult roommates. Here is why I wanted to talk about it. We currently live, as many of you know, with a roommate. His name is Don. He's my father. A lot of people have moved back in with their parents. So this, I did a Zoom call yesterday, or Zoom pod yesterday. And one of the comedians who we know and who's been on this podcast before, Mal Hall, him and his fiance?
Yeah.
Fiance and their child moved in with his mom. And he was talking about
COVID related,
COVID related, and also, I mean, work's obviously slow for comics right now.
Yeah,
and he also, you know, they're trying to save up to buy a house. I don't know what she does. I don't know what his fiance does.
I know Carlene had kind of a 9-to-5, but I don't know.
Everybody's, you know,
who knows.
So many guests that we've had on here, especially comics, have talked about moving in. I always like to clarify when I go, when I say, I don't like to say I live with my dad. My dad lives with us.
Oh, you clarify that.
I always clarify that.
I never have, but I see why you do that.
My dad pays us rent to live here. This is our home. He knows that. He is a part of our home. But he's not even a co-part of this home. He is a roommate. He's not a roommate. He's a renter. My dad
he's just family.
He's just family.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have any split lease going on here.
His name is not on a lease anywhere. You know, he has no
responsibility. He's a Rolling Stone.
He can come and go as he pleases. So that's kind of what I mean. But Mal was talking about, and
Mal Hall, because that sounds a little bit like Mel.
Mal Hall was on that Zoom call talking about how he is being treated like a kid again.
Oh.
And he said, like, when you move in with your parents, you move back in with your parents, I believe what he said is they treat you at whatever their favorite age of you was. And so for him, he's like, I'm like 13, 14. I'm like a teenager to her. She's like constantly asking like where I'm going.
Oh, no.
And and he's like, Mom, I'm here with my fiance and my child. Like, I'm grown.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. It's not going to work like this anymore. But I also think that if you are kind of the head of your household, do you have a right to kind of know about the comings and goings of it? I don't know. If you were his mom... And fast forward to this is Joel's 13, so 20 years from now, and Joel and his fiance and his kid come in, I'm dead.
Okay.
In this particular scenario. Yeah.
Well, or I'm that out of the part of Mal's story, you know, is like his mom raised him. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if Mal's I was joking about me. I don't know if Mal's biological dad is dead. I know he's raised by a single mom.
I know he's raised by his mom.
I'm just saying, and I'm dead in this scenario.
Okay, you're dead. But I'm dead. All I'm saying is, you know, single moms have to wear the two hats.
Yes.
Their mom and dad.
Yes. Yeah. Single dads too.
That's true, which is not as common.
Full circle back to Dawn.
Back to Dawn, yeah.
Mama Dawn.
So I do think there's a contract, that an unspoken contract.
Mm-hmm.
When you move back into your parents' house,
mm-hmm.
that like you can only ask so much, right? Because you've already asked for them to like let you live there. And you're going to be, you know, sharing the kitchen and the living room and, the, you know, like TV, or maybe there's some babysitting happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I guess what I'm saying is you can only ask for so much.
If you're going to get out of it.
That's all.
Because,
you know,
because when you move back in, it's for your benefit. Right. So I mm-hmm. guess, you know, that comes, like you said, with maybe some unspoken. I don't want to.
It's trade-offs.
Yeah, and I don't want to speak into this, but I don't. It's not. This isn't about Mal. This is about people.
It's a great joke.
Right.
Yeah. It's a great joke.
It's so funny.
Premise.
So,
yeah.
But that got me my wheels a kicking. That's not the. That got my
turning.
Wheels a turning. Wheels a kicking. So you kick tires. You turn wheels.
Wheels
so I thought
don't
I would
kick.
I would just kick these turning wheels. On the topic of adult roommates, so. We, a little quick synopsis of Dustin and Melissa Nickerson's living situations over mm-hmm. the years. So when we were married in 2004.
Good job.
I graduated from high school 2003, so it's not that hard to remember.
Oh, man.
That's how I remember. Because, you know, you always remember your graduation year. Class of 03, married class of 04.
I always forget you. I had 2 years out of high school. You had one.
You did not.
But
you had
whatever.
We yes, yeah, that's true.
I mean, and you had already done community college, so I, you know,
we went in. We graduated from college the same year.
Yeah,
you know, I caught up. I took a little time off because the University of Washington said we accept you, but not right away.
It's the deferred.
Deferred. We
transfer agreement.
I applied for fall. They said you are smart enough to get in here. But not till spring.
We'll take you in the spring. Some other kids will fail out
by
then.
Some kids have to drop out. That's exactly it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's
there'll be more space.
Exactly. That's so funny. but anyways, so we live at Seattle Pacific University.
They had family housing.
We mm-hmm. don't exactly have roommates, but we do have shared spaces.
It's very close.
So we live in a triplex? What would you call it?
It was just a house.
It was a house.
But it was built. It was split.
It was split into mm-hmm. all... yeah.
One bed.
There was two upstairs and one downstairs. And...
yeah, that's how it was.
And three different units. And then we had a shared parking area. And then we had a shared laundry area. And some storage. And so we did have, this wasn't a roommate scenario for us, but it was definitely a, okay, we have some areas that are ours and are defined. Like what I remember is, you know, you couldn't go down to do the laundry in your underwear.
Well, there's like six people sharing one washing machine.
Right. So there was a married couple,
Bundo
and Heijin. Would say, call us Mike and Melissa. I'm like, we can say Bundo and Haitian. We can say whatever your names are. Mm-hmm. And then there was a single girl. And there might have been some rotation over the years. But now before that, of course, you'd had college roommates. And then I lived with a guy, Ryan Kirk, who was the best man in our wedding. I mm-hmm. lived with him for 6 to 9 months, something like. So we had lived. Neither of us have ever lived by ourselves.
No.
And we went from us to a couple little adult roommate things where we were adults. I use that very loosely.
I went from the dorms
to marriage. Okay, so we lived there for 2-ish years, right?
Yeah.
While you finished mm-hmm. college. And we finished college. And then the next place that we moved into, which is my least favorite place we ever lived, we went to rent from my boss. Now, it was a nice house. in a cool area.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool area.
But it was too shared because it was a three-story house.
Yeah.
And there was a, you know, this is in the Ballard area of Seattle. So probably the coolest area we've ever lived.
Yeah, as close to the city as we've ever lived.
It, yeah, and well, no, we've lived closer to the city. At SPU, we lived closer to the city.
Queen Anne.
It was close to Ballard, like a cooler neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so there was a married couple, and did they have a kid at the time?
No, married couple.
Under us, and they had a space in a room or whatever. And then
they entered through the back.
Yeah,
door.
They had a different entry, and then we had the middle.
Yeah.
Which was a bathroom and two bedrooms.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't have any kids at the time, so we used it. It was like the office or whatever is what we used it. And then there was an upstairs roommate who
shared a bathroom
with us,
kitchen.
And a kitchen with us, and an entry with us.
Yeah, he just had the third bedroom.
It was kind of pitched to us like, well, he'll live upstairs. Well, if you share a bathroom, a kitchen, and and an entrance.
You know, but he didn't use our living room.
No, that's true.
That some roommates, that's like the
common
space.
Girlfriend would lay out in our front lawn sometimes.
She was a lot.
Like, we did not sign up. We knew there was a single guy who we knew. I worked with him. Good guy, Matt. Yeah. Good guy. And we got along with him great. He would drink beer in the shower.
Yeah. That was his two quirks were he'd leave beer bottles in the shower. And he would make eggs every morning.
Right, which we have that roommate now, too.
We still have an egg-making roommate.
Eggs
are just messy.
We live with...
There's just no way
we live with egg
it.
Men. They're, it's like in
but
our...
I don't...
When you see us advertising for a roommate on Craigslist, egg man is...
Must eat morning eggs.
Yes, exactly.
He was fine. I don't have any qualms.
But that was our introduction to an adult roommate. What other memories do you have? Well, let's go through all of these and then we'll go kind of talk about each one.
Okay.
Actually, let me backtrack real quick.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I'll hold
say
it.
Okay.
I'm going to save it.
Say it now.
It's about Matt.
You'll forget. Tell us about Matt.
I will forget. Matt was like doing, he was studying to do like,
oh, Matt was in grad
like
school.
Construction.
Yeah, he was in a version of grad school, right? Yeah.
And so this guy, he was just doing, you know, everything at our church.
Yeah, he was like a maintenance man at the church.
But he, oh man, he would like build stuff.
Yes.
Like just for fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one time.
Like the dining room table we still have.
Yes. No, it's not the same one.
No, it is.
No, it's not. Remember?
It is.
No, it's not. Because remember, we got the Corey's a couple of years ago.
Oh, we got the same one. Yeah.
But
we got an upgrade, a free upgrade.
I'm terrible at assembling stuff. I remember once we had my friend come over, Chad, and I was, this is up in a different handyman, Chad.
Yeah.
And I go, I could use some help building something. And he got there and he's like, do you mean assembling something?
Yeah.
Like, he thought we were going to build a crib.
Yeah. He's like, oh, all the instructions are here.
Yeah, this is the easiest thing in the world for me. But I can't do it. And you learned to do it.
I can do it now.
Yeah.
I remember when we first got married, we got a bunch of IKEA furniture. I mean, hand-me-downs and IKEA furniture. And you tried to build some while I was at work.
Which was a nice thought.
I came back and I was like, oh, awesome. Like nothing really shut.
No. I couldn't get the cabinets to shut.
They were already like kind of wedged weird. The doors and stuff.
This is what actual marriage is at a certain point you just go, I can't do this. Stop asking me to do this. I can do other things.
Yes.
I have other abilities and skills and ways that I'm useful in a relationship and around the home, but do not ask me to build stuff or fix stuff. You know, I had that. We had a broken cabin that I built for years. A white, not cabin, cabinet.
Uh-huh.
That white one where the door just, you would shut it,
you mean,
but it wouldn't sit flush.
Like
it
the
would,
end table?
It would close in.
I still have
yeah,
one of those.
Yeah, yeah. It would go too far in. The hinge
yeah.
Was...
yeah. Now, I suppose I could have taken it apart and like
right.
fixed
but
it.
Who cares?
I did not.
But one time we bought something.
Yeah,
and
it was
left.
The dining room table.
And
just
we
put
came
it in
home
the kitchen.
And he built it while we were
he
gone.
Built four chairs and the table just for fun.
Just for fun. What a
yeah,
great dude.
He was a very nice guy.
Probably the best roommate we ever had.
We peaked. Yeah.
So, but before we get into our future ones, I asked you this earlier, and I was pretty sure I knew the answer, but you hit me with an unequivocal no. Was any time during your childhood where there were adults in your house other than your parents? And it
yeah,
like,
and I said no.
There was no like so college had, like did any of your brothers random
of,
college roommates live there and when
we
you
had
guys
a lot
were
of
Lancaster
base
anything?
Housing, yeah. You know, in the military. And then when we were in Texas, when I was like in middle school, we thought my grandma might come live with us
okay.
in like her last years. But she ended up at kind of like an independent apartment.
This
kind
is
of,
Georgia?
Senior apartment situation.
No, because she
my
lived
mom's,
in her own. Oh, yeah, your
mom's
yeah.
mom.
Yeah, because Grandma yeah. Georgia, she lived.
She was in Colorado.
Yeah. In a house.
So that was in Texas. And then,
okay.
No, I think we were just too far away from my brother's college.
Right.
And then my brother would go on mission trips every summer. He was gone.
Gone
to college,
yeah.
gone to
yeah.
Ethiopia.
Well.
Yeah. He was just gone.
Us, on the other hand. So not counting Butch, who was, I mean, I guess Butch would count in that that was a
oh,
non.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Butch was always.
He had the basement.
And Butch
of your
had
house.
Roommate vibe. Butch, so yeah, our house structure growing up was you would go.
Split level.
It was split level. So you would yep. go up, and if you went up, it was bathrooms and me and my sister's room.
One bathroom.
Bathroom. and then kitchen, all the main living stuff. And yep. then downstairs was the garage. Kind of like a play. What would you call that room?
A bar.
Well, it wasn't advertised as a bar.
It's a bonus room.
It would be
a rec room,
and then Butch, and then okay. So you before your time. So it used to be when you go down there, that was all open. My remember, it was a mm-hmm. at one
like,
point
like a basement kind of.
At one point, it was a bar with the neon lights and a built up bar area and a hot tub. My dad built that.
Dang. And he had a waterbed.
Butch's.
They were kings.
Dad was broke. He had no money.
But he could build stuff.
And, you know, it's just kind of how it was, you know, this is how Don has been. Like, my family, it's not Don, it's like Nickerson's.
It's like a hotel
they're like, listen,
in your house.
We have $1,000 in the bank. The hot tub is $950. That means we can afford the hot tub. You know, like, so, I mean, I have no idea of how it got in there. I have no idea of how it eventually made it to the backyard. But when my folks split and then Butch moved in, my dad built a wall there. And that was that. So Butch lived
okay.
there.
So that became Butch's room.
So that was a roommate. But then we had a nonstop cycle of people living with
yeah.
us. My Aunt Dodie came.
Now, did you share... Oh, whoever,
yes.
If it was a girl, it went with Jess. If it was a
no,
boy,
no, no,
it went with you.
I had a bunk bed, and so it usually
oh,
went to me.
Okay.
And I don't know where my Aunt Dodie stayed.
Maybe the couch.
In hindsight, but it was normally a male roommate. I remember my Uncle Gene staying in my bed. I remember Bushrod. I remember Jimmy. I remember there was a collection of just a rotation of people. I didn't know if the room was mine solely a lot. But... The primary reason for this was because the majority of my family lives in small towns,
yeah.
Crescent City, California, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Fairbanks, Alaska. That's where the majority mm-hmm. of the Nickersons are. And so they would come down for the hospitals. They would
yeah.
come down for medical stuff, surgeries, physical rehab. Yeah, so we would get them in their ailing
time. You
were
a sick bay.
We were totally a sick bay. Yeah, so we weren't getting them in their best forms. And then sometimes they would come and they would get hurt they're while moaning. They were there.
They're like, moaning in like, your bedroom. Yeah. I need meds.
So I was totally used to, it actually was the opposite. When I think back on my childhood, I mean, cause, and then there would be huge stretches where I wouldn't see another person in my home for a long time.
When like, you were in high school.
When I was in high school.
No one was there.
My dad would be gone for a week or two. Jess was gone. Butch wasn't living there.
Jess was in college. Butch got remarried.
My junior and senior year in high school, I owned a home. I was.
Yeah, that's why you're always at my house.
I was always at your house because I get scared of being alone. I was like, this is a big, creepy house.
And, so you did live alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was training me for the hotel year. So it was, you know. So all that to say, I had no form of like a thing that I was used to per se. So I think that kind of set us up for when we got married. We're like, roommate? Sure. That's like a non-story to us. And some people are like super protective about that. Like, oh, you got to have your, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's a thing that we used to hear back in the day. People used to be really anti-young married couple
maybe
being
maybe that was like a... coming from like the commune days of like the 70s or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I think sometimes it
or just like you have to go off and be your married, that kind of stuff, like,
yeah. Well, there was also just
leave and cleave.
There was also just code, like you can't have a roommate because you're just gonna be doing it all the time. You're like, guys, relax.
Yeah,
we're just trying to, you know, get our life started, and we live in expensive places, and
right,
you
we know, lived in very expensive cities,
exactly. Yeah. So, this is what it's like for, and we go to school in expensive areas, and so on and so forth. So, so we go from there to that's when mm-hmm. we buy the townhouse, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we live, in the townhouse in Lynnwood, Washington, by ourselves until we realize, oh no.
A month later.
What have we done? We are children. We don't make that much money. This was a massive mistake. This was, mm-hmm. you know, right.
The timeline was like, we bought it in February. Joel was born in May. And then the market crashed in June.
On June 1st, probably.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. We've talked about this before. It's the one financial purchase. It's the one negative financial move. Like the only thing in our lives that I have any amount of regret over as far as like that was a bad move was buying that house. But we've talked about that at length.
We were 22 when we bought it.
And we were in this weird kind of culture of just people buying homes and so on. So a roommate moves in then.
Yeah.
So we have another mm-hmm. roommate, but we have a spare bedroom at that part. And she had her own bathroom and her own room.
Yeah.
And she mm-hmm. was very independent.
Yeah, she was barely around.
We hardly saw her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a dreamy. But when we get pregnant and are losing the house, so we're going to have Gloria and we're about to lose the house, then we move into a different place, which couldn't have had a roommate because there was no space. We moved to Kirkland.
Very small house.
And we're there for a couple of years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Moved down to San Diego and have lived here for 10 years. And
mm-hmm. Almost.
Almost 10 years. And April, your sister lived with us for how long?
A couple years. A couple years.
And then my dad has lived with us sporadically for 4 or 5.
No, because Claire's almost 7.
Did he move in?
He's pretty much been here 6 or 7 years.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had roommates. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think you can answer that one, yes.
Yeah. Is it, let me ask you, okay, so I have a series of questions for you, because I guess this is not a, obviously I know you're cool with it, because we just keep saying, and there are, we'll talk about pros and cons of it, but do you, I mean, you're not one to think this way in general anyways, mm-hmm. but are you, do you fantasize of not having a roommate? Do you dream of not having a roommate? Because we don't have to have a roommate at this
right.
point. You know, I mean, this year it's been helpful as far as, you know, money goes, like the little extra bit.
Yeah.
But it's never been a financial, even when my dad moved in, it was helpful. We were making less money, but it wasn't like we need this per se.
Yeah. Well, those are the early comedy years. So it was nice. The money and then just the extra body in the house.
The extra body in the house, yeah.
Uh-huh. But overall, no, I like it this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like it. Now, what if it was...
But I don't need a lot.
What if it was a non-family member?
You know, that would be different.
Right.
Because there are, like, some people, you know, do, like, the exchange students, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, because we're right by SDSU. Some people do that, you know? And it's good money, you know?
Right.
I have friends that have done that. I don't know about that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't work in this
because
space.
Because this house is, there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? No separate entries. No, I mean, like,
there is,
you know, there's one bathroom.
Well, another interesting thing about this house is we do still kind of have a shared address and, our people behind us are not roommates, but they're close living. I mean,
they're a few feet away. Yeah, there's another rental on this property. So go figure. But we've had 4 or 5 different roommates there.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
I bet there are listeners hearing this right now. And they
go, you're nuts.
I think that they're probably like, I cannot believe that you guys have lived with other adults so much.
I know.
And
now that we add it up.
Yeah. Now that you add it up, you're like, you know. It's been pretty communal over the years.
I think there's gives and takes, you know? And it's worth it.
Well, I feel like, you know, we'll do a little pro-con thing here in a situation, but some of the pro-cons are just based, it just depends on the roommate.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like Don, my dad at this point, is not a roommate. He's a older family member. He's my dad. He's almost 70.
Yeah.
We've been talking all week about how to get him like the vaccine.
Yes.
And we're talking about his medical appointments. That's not a roommate. We're not caretakers, but we're on the way to caretakers.
I booked him a bootlegged haircut.
That's off the books.
Yeah.
We can't.
It's not happening.
You know, Melissa's joking about that. That's not real. But you know, that's like, I mean, I said we're on the way to caretaker. For a season, you were absolutely a caretaker.
Don's had about 4 surgeries in this house. One of them, they all go poorly, but this one went really bad. And then the way he set it up was, hey, can you be home for this in-home appointment?
Yeah.
And I said, yes. And then... they had me sign some papers, and they showed me how to give him an IV.
But you didn't have to put the needle in the skin.
They had
the needle in the skin.
I don't know what that's called.
I'm not diminishing your work in any way whatsoever. It was amazing
that
you
I did became it. A nurse that day.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I just installed an IV, or administered an IV.
You're going to have to administer
for
his,
like,
his vaccine.
2 or 3 weeks. Yeah.
So... that's like a different. I don't think I could live with a rando at this point.
That would be hard.
I don't even think I could live with anyone other than a parent at this point. Like, because it's what's the thing where it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
In the sense that you know, the last 3 days we've went. Each part, we've been a little phrase around the house right now that, you know, weekends are for craft coffee. So we've been, now, we would probably do that anyways, but, you know.
We have a 13-year-old and a responsible 11-year-old.
We like
can
that
leave.
He's here. We can do overnighters, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's, because he doesn't sleep at night, so that's nice. He'll be up and around and aware. And, you know, he gives us rent. But we also provide for him, you know, something that he told us that other family members are jealous of.
Yeah, that, I know that. They've told me.
Right, that he, not just, you know, that he gets to live in San Diego for a pretty
enjoy
affordable rent and enjoy the sun or the rain this weekend, but also that he, you know, he gets to live with his grandkids and see them a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but in general, as you, like, let me ask you this. So, our friends Lucy and Aaron are getting married here in May, right?
Yeah.
Lucy and Aaron were coming at you, and this is, and they were like, Melissa,
right?
Should we have roommates? what would you hit him with? You would probably ask.
Okay, well,
first off, you would give them a very raw bearing of your soul.
I would. Because and they would have been like, we didn't ask for that. You're too much.
Why are you crying? About a subject that is not related to what
I
asked.
This has been so awkward for us.
Nobody has asked, nobody has asked me a thoughtful question in a while.
Okay. I mean, Lucy and Aaron are grown adults.
Right.
And we weren't when we got married. So that helped.
Yeah. I think they're in their mid-20s, though. They're not
Honestly, I haven't met Lucy face to face.
Yeah.
Only over the internet. I think it could work because Aaron is very agreeable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's very personality based. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never been like that.
If you're going to lose it about some paper towels.
Right.
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 Like, I buy the paper towels every month and you never pay me back for these.
Right.
You're hoarding them in your room.
Right. 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 Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's like, probably just roommate stuff in general, right?
And some
yeah.
people are that confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna hold grudges, you can't with a roommate. You gotta laugh it off. You gotta consider it part of it, or you know, make them a sticker chart or something,
right?
To get that behavior fixed.
Which nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be patronized like that.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's helpful, but I think it depends on the three personalities.
What if it's our son asking in a few years,
because
like when he gets married, when he's 21?
One of the biggest things, I'll give you that in a sec. One of the biggest things with our kids is we're like, hey, I want you to be a good roommate.
Right.
You know, yeah. I'll be like, see this toothpaste in the sink? Your roommates aren't going to like that.
Yes, yes. We use that a lot.
You know, like, of course, you know, you can grab some tissue and clean that out. But I want, before them, but you're like, I want you to be a good roommate.
Yes.
You know, don't leave your hot cocoa powder all over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but.
But our other roommate does leave salt and egg stuff. Yeah. He leaves a lot of stuff.
Down
all over
his
there.
Eggs. So for Joel, they will have roommates.
Yeah.
Young adults have roommates.
Yes.
If they're not living at home.
But I'm talking about when they get married.
Oh,
because you
okay.
have to have roommates.
Yeah.
Everybody has a roommate at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on who Joel marries.
It's all very circumstantial and all depends on who you marry.
And where
You're
you
right.
live. And I had my own room growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky to have that. But I also had like a ton of siblings.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we moved all the time.
I did and I didn't. But now I get it most weekends. So.
Yeah.
And I am, it doesn't do me good.
No, it's like Joel in first class.
Yeah.
You and your fancy hotels.
All I want is a series of different types of pillows, different sizes.
Yeah.
And I want the heat. I want it to be so warm when I'm awake and so cold when I'm asleep. And then somewhere around sunrise, I need it to switch from cold.
Flip.
And when I shower, it needs to be even warmer
like
than it 85. Was. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So I can just butt naked air dry around the room. I mean, I'll dry off enough that I'm not dripping. But
your getting ready for a show routine is about an hour and a half,
and none of it has to do with my material.
Yeah, yeah, you're not when you're home. You just walk out the door.
No,
but when you're on the road,
right?
It's a whole thing.
Well, I'm trying to, you know. You
no,
know not to text
you're,
me.
Yeah.
You know, those are my times.
I do know not to text you then.
But I am getting texts from our kids on their Gab phones. Guys, can I tell you about Gab Wireless? Big fan of Gab Wireless. I was actually thinking about a part of the reason we are grateful for Gab Wireless is our kids got a little bit of independence. And as they go, and Joel went down to the 7-Eleven. His helmet ran over. Very traumatizing looking.
Yes.
Ends up he just left it at the Joel.
It rolled into the parking lot.
Joel told us today that he hides his 150, 30, very expensive custom built skateboard that he got for Christmas. He throws it in the bush and put his helmet in the parking lot, Which, if I saw that as an adult, like if we were down at 7-Eleven, like we were there the other day, mm-hmm. and I saw a kid just throw his, I was like, this is the worst kid in the neighborhood. And then he just,
it's not a cheap helmet
and
either.
He just throws it in the road, apparently, and it got ran over. But I thought about, what if he would have gotten hurt while he was down there? Well, he has a way to get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a through his way. Gab wireless phone. Guys, we are big fans of Gab Wireless here in the Nickerson household.
Oh, yeah.
And so are our roommates, for that matter. If you're not familiar with Gab, it's really, 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 really easy, because all Gab is it gives your kids a phone with everything you want on it and none of the stuff you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
No internet. That's the main
one. No way.
No apps.
Well, they've got like a radio
app. They've got some basic apps.
Photo app.
I mean is no social media.
No,
they've got the
app.
So they can listen to the radio, which they mm-hmm. like, you mm-hmm. know, which is great. Some they
Joel's
can take
got
some
the upgraded version. He can send
pictures, memes. My man sends a lot of memes.
Group text.
Now
memes.
You have to send him the meme first, and then he'll
circulate it.
I curate the memes, and I get it, and then they make the rounds for him. He's the group text, all big things. They can do phone calls. Glory was in here chatting with a friend on the phone today.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yep.
It's great. But none of the stuff that, they don't got the talk on there. No TikTok.
None of the trash.
Mm-mm. Not the gram. Not the Facebook. They're not influencing elections in here. So we are big, big fans of this. And the good news about this is if you are a backseater right here, we have a promo code for you. It's just Dustin. That's my name right there.
It's already cheap.
And you're going to get $10 off. Guys, $10 off.
Yeah.
It's just $10. Do whatever you want with it. You already think you need this phone. I think you need this phone. Your kids need this phone. Our 11-year-old and our 13-year-old have it. Somebody asked me about it, and they said, like, are your kids excited about it? And I go, I don't want my kids to be excited about a phone. What
right.
my kids are excited about is communicating with their friends. So they like the benefit of having the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked about that last time. Joel lost his phone last week, and did we talk about that last week?
No, you didn't. We've got the GPS now.
It's got the GPS,
yep.
So you can see mm-hmm. where they're at. And we thought his phone was gone, and we're like, and it was in my mind, it's like, what if this was a $15 or $1,000 phone?
He lost his phone. We walked through a whole park looking for it in the grass, and then it fell, as it does. Yeah, all phones do, between the seats in our van.
They just don't need would you put a $1,000 bill in your kid's pocket?
No.
You know? He told me, I was like, where your phone might be. He's like, I might have just thrown it down in the bark. I was like, you throw phones down in the bark? Anyways, all you're going to have to do is go to Gab Wireless and use promo code Dustin to check out, or you can follow the link in our episode description here at gabwireless.com/promo/Dustin. It's all right there, everybody. Gab Wireless, mm-hmm. save phones for kids. Check it out, Woo. Everybody. So back to roommates.
I don't know where we're at.
No. Obviously. I know where I want to go with this.
Okay.
I'm preparing myself. You know, emotionally. Okay. So when we talk mm-hmm. about pro cons, like, I think sometimes, mm-hmm. here's the thing. Before you may get all judgy about not having roommates, not having a roommate is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people don't get the choice.
Yeah.
Right? You have to have a roommate. And there were times, and there were absolutely times in our lives, I would say half the time, that we had a roommate for the reason that we got a roommate. Was I remember being relieved when we would get a roommate.
Sure.
We're like, oh gosh, that's
well, I think in our family,
1,000, whatever it may be.
I think in our family, we value experiences and like we like to join you on
yes.
your work trips.
Yes.
We like to try, you know, new coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have extra cash.
Three different ones in one weekend, if it might be.
You just have a little more spending money.
Right.
Now we could be saving and investing all of that. But,
well,
you know,
we do in our own way.
I'm just joking.
Yeah,
I'm just
joking.
Yeah. You know how they always say, if you just cut out your coffee bill, you can save like $2,000 a year. Anyway, I'm just saying that.
And that bill would be even higher if it was us. We drink expensive coffee. That's who we are.
On the weekends.
Like, oh, you just, we don't,
if you're home.
Yeah, we don't.
On the weekends, if you're home.
We've never bought a new car. We buy used beaters, not beaters. We get guys.
Okay.
I'm not here to justify our financial.
I am just saying that we value, doing things out.
Right,
and so you can do more out.
So there has,
if you have a roommate.
It's so there's financial incentive to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pro. if it's not a family member, that's probably the pro, right? Is there another?
The college kid, young adult person can be helpful because sometimes you can negotiate a little child care.
A little babysitting.
Yeah.
Or animal sitting.
Or house sitting.
House sitting, yeah.
When you're traveling. Mm-hmm. Those are huge perks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just up to what you got.
Well,
there's some companionship.
I was going to say, especially if your husband travels or your wife travels and there's someone to be around.
I talk to Don when you're out on the road.
I would say we've never had a bad roommate.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
And if we did, we probably couldn't say it because if they don't listen to this, then someone they know does listen to this.
there's some pros and cons to each, but same with us.
Could you? Yeah, that's. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking, what do you think it's like, being our roommates?
It's a little loud.
Yeah, it's a little loud. Uh-huh. Like, can you get in the psyche of the people who've lived in the pink room? April, your sister, and my dad.
You gotta announce. If you're going to go take a shower, you better tell everyone.
Well, the one bathroom thing is that you do have to.
There's a formal announcement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Claire will disregard it entirely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I think that, I won't speculate here, but I would think that, people would like the idea of living with their nieces and nephews, and then you get in the house and you're like, nah.
Hard to train kids to never open a door.
Right. If you're living in the house with a kid, it's
little kids especially.
It takes away kind of it's not like a visit at a birthday party, or it's not like you took Gloria out shopping. You're hearing. Yeah. You're seeing the messes. Mm-hmm. You're hearing the drama. Yeah. You're hearing the fights. Seeing the disobedience. You're here when the baby poops in the shower or the bathtub.
One of the best things about a roommate is they need to not be judgmental.
Yes,
that is a very helpful trait.
Yes, I agree.
In a home.
Mm.
That's one of Don's best traits.
Yeah, well, who is he to judge? when it comes to raising...
Every movie and every TV show has that grandparent in the corner making catty remarks. And it's hilarious.
I would say, yeah.
But you don't want that.
Yeah, I have felt judged every once in a while by some of our roommates. And you're right. That is like one of... That is the best thing about Don, is he just kind of goes about his business.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'll surprise you with the help or the things he offers.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're not surprised because, he just kept to himself.
Do you have a worst roommate memory? A thing that happened because we had a roommate, or I'm not just saying one thing, you know what I mean? Just a story, something really bad that happened with adult. Do we have any horror stories?
Now, do you want it funny? No.
Whatever you
got.
I'll say
that the biggest issue is the shared kitchen space.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll say that because we have one counter.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 feet.
Yeah.
It's got half.
2 feet deep.
Yeah.
Seven. It's not a big.
Yeah. It's not big at all. And that's between the fridge and the sink.
Yeah.
So that is hard.
Yes.
Yep. If Joel comes in from virtual school and he's like, I'm making eggs, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Here we go with the eggs again.
I think what we learned from this, is
we're all home.
Is some good communication with your roommate is good, and we're working on that with my dad because we told him, I mentioned that to him about the cleanliness and the microwave usage and, all that kind of stuff. And for a while he was cleaning up. And then this time when he kind of came back in, he kind of just built his own situation in his room.
Yeah.
So
and
he put
it
a microwave in his room.
Kind of spurred on by COVID.
And he built a little fridge in his room. And now he's much more, he only comes out to something that's maybe the larger fridge, but he doesn't have to come out. And I don't think he prepares much on the counters.
No, he doesn't. When I know when I leave, he's got his antenna on. When I leave, he comes out and makes
eggs. Oh, I know. Because if I'm home.
He's booking it.
That's hilarious. I've never.
But I appreciate that.
I've never put that together. But you are right. When you leave, he's like the cats going into the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Our cats love to drink out of the toilet. We're always trying to keep them out of there. But
yeah,
if the door is open, they're in there.
I mean, the van has not pulled out of the driveway.
He's got his frying pan.
Where'd Melissa go? Melissa and the kids, is it kayaking or they're going to be gone a couple hours? And then you hear him putzing around in the kitchen, reaching for a pot and a pan. That's so funny that I've never put that together. But hey, that's like you said, you would prefer it that way, right?
Yeah. Well, and so some of those logistics.
I would prefer it that way, because the worst thing that can happen to me is when you're stressed about the roommate.
Yeah, and the roommate's your dad.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, that's like, I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm feeling the triple stress. I've got Mel stress, my dad's.
I didn't think about that until you told me. I was like, oh, no. I just have to kind of let some steam off. But then
and then thankfully you can go sit down in a chair that I didn't assemble and it won't break that way. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode, everybody. Make sure to shoot us those emails about fighting in relationships, your questions, your advice, all that kind of stuff. February is for fighting it. Don't make me come back there at gmail.com. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ don't make me come back there. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.